Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 88.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors retire from the chamber. The sergeant's arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery, remain stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, in a couple of days, our country will celebrate our political, civil, and religious freedoms as we commemorate the birth of our country. Our true freedom, however, comes from you, a fact our founding fathers acknowledged in the very documents they drafted, laying the foundation for our unique form of self-government. Today, Father, those very freedoms are being used to pervert and undermine this great country. These efforts are aided by a populace too much concerned about their entitlements and too little about their obligations. Self-interest and self-aggrandizement have infiltrated nearly every aspect of our lives. Help us all to clearly see the true challenges before us, to see the larger issue that threatens this wonderful opportunity you have provided us, that we might save us from ourselves by understanding self-government without self-discipline cannot survive. Remind us somehow of the values that this great country was built upon, and redirect us to those more noble aspirations that this might truly be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June the 3rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for the June 30th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the House, the clerk will read.
Office of the Governor, July 1st, 2021, the Honorable Tim Moore. Dear Speaker Moore, pursuant to NC General Statute 53C-2-2, I am pleased to nominate Ms. Catherine M. R. Boskin of Wake County to serve as Commissioner of Banks to fill the vacancy following the retirement of Raymond E. Grace, and hereby submit her name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I am grateful for her willingness to serve in this important role for the state of North Carolina. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Noted. The correspondence is placed in the file in the House Principal Clerk's office. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 197, an act to remove the location of retirement for holographic wheels and to align North Carolina with all other state recognized holographic wheels, and to update the definition of term of a trust and the trust instrument and revised the article and power holder of trust, and to clarify the trust exclusion of rules against perpetuities, and to make technical changes in the surrounding language as recommended by the General Statutes Commission. House Bill 68, an act to eliminate provisions that broadly criminalize violations of rules of certain licensing boards and commissions, and to make technical and conforming amendments to the surrounding language as recommended by the General Statutes Commission. And the following bills due to ratify, properly enroll, and prepare for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 74, an act to amend the charter of the town of Chapel Hill to authorize the town to invest employees' benefit funds held in the trust in one or more of the types of securities and other investments authorized by state law to the state treasurer. Senate Bill 294, an act authorized Federal Public Works Commission to establish a small business enterprise program. House Bill 236, an act to annex to Orange County's certified property located in Chatham County.
Chapter bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
House Bill 67, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make technical correction in general statute session laws to recommend by the Statute Commission for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar pursuant to Rule 36B.
House Bill 375, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act removing the capital and satellite annexation of the towns of Franklinville, Liberty, Ramsville, and removing certain described property from the corporate limits of the city of Roxborough for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar pursuant to Rule 36B. Mr. Clerk, Senate Bill 224, short title Steve Troxler Agricultural Science Center, is withdrawn from rules and referred to finance with a seal referral to rules added. Notice and announcements. Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, July the 6th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative moves, seconded by Representative Warren, that the House do now convene on Tuesday, July 6th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, the two following bills are withdrawn from calendar 36B and recommitted to the Committee on Rules. Those bills are Senate Bill 122, Towns of Spruce Pine and Weberville Deannexations, and Senate Bill 150, Morganton Amendments Boating Fine, Hildebrand Elect, and that would be election. Again, withdrawn calendar 36B, referred to rules.